Nice tune.
Yeah, that's my new song called Sound of Rain.
It is a new single. They play it on the radio.
Oh, that's good.
You try to break through?
Yes. We just finished doing our LP. And we're about to launch our LP. And it's coming out in June. So you better check it out. It's pop. And it goes a broad spectrum, covers a broad spectrum from dance floor over house. House is my music.
House is your music.
Yeah. House
music.
Doesn't
have to be commercialized now, so you do
Yes,
pop.
Of course. It's doing everything. You don't, when you're doing pop, you don't have to be strictly house or strictly acid jazz. You can do the broad thing and just enjoy doing music as a whole, you know, and address a lot of people. That's what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. German pop music has always been popular here in Norway.
Yes.
It started out in 79. Mm-hmm. With Genghis Khan. We can take a look at it. It was a number one hit.
Okay. Khan, I love beer. Yes, Genghis Khan.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
It was a big discussion here because it was so popular. Everybody did that, the same dance, and everybody had the same laughter. Ha 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 ha. Everybody on
disco
the street.
Disco time, it's coming back.
But the thing why it was popular was because it was Mongolian and German culture mixed together in a very, very sensitive way. How do you do other cultures in your music? Inspired of anybody?
I try to bring the ethnic touch in, like in the song The Sound of Rain, there's Aborigine singing. On the LP we have some Indian influences. And I try to bring nature into this everyday world.
Suddenly there was a change in German pop music that shocked us, and that came later in the 80s.
Are you talking about dance floor rave?
No, I'm talking about Ambitionsfrieden. That was very, very, was it wrong name?
Ambitionsfrieden.
Yeah, okay. That was very, and for the first time the critics
Germans
and the people.
Germans are pacifists, good subject.
Yeah, they are, because the message of peace struck us. It was commercialized, okay, we agreed on it, but still the critics and the people agreed this was something new from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
How, you write your own lyrics?
Yes,
what are your lyrics about?
My lyrics are about peace and love. I'm a neo-hippie.
Should we look at Ambitionsfrieden? That was very popular in Norway, and still are.
Yes. Yeah.
She was appearing, she was, what, opera?
She appeared?
Yeah, she appeared on Momarket, our biggest stage, and we were there. It was thousands of people, and everybody had the same dress, and there was all, at the same time, there was a Norwegian group doing the same song in Norwegian, and there was a big discussion in the media, too. Was it to commercialize the message of peace? You think peace could be too much commercialized?
Yes, because, no, but the more it gets commercialized, the better it is, you know. Peace is the key word to the prospering future of our human race. If we don't tend towards peace, then we will die.
Look into the camera and give the whole Norway a peace message from you. It's in that camera.
Yes.
I would love. There.
Believe in your strengths and your inner powers to defeat the bad.
You transcend the bad.
And I wish you the best for this summer.
Ja,
have a good,
alt godt.
Have a good beep, and then I show you the sign.
Ja, det skjønte jeg ikke. Men, det noen spørsmål fra redaksjonen?
Ja, det vi i redaksjonen har laget et spørsmål. Kan
vi ta noe? Kjør spørsmål.
Yes, I agree.
Question from English. Yeah.
English.
In Norwegian schools, we learn this song in the German class. Singen, sangen, singen, klingen, klanger, klungen, selbst die starken Waben klingen ja poetisch. The question is, German being such a poetic language, why don't you sing in German?
Well, you see, I love German music. I love the German hip-hop era that's coming, and I think it's good that the Germans finally get an identity and do underground music. And personally, I'd really love to sing like Schwester S. You know Schwester S? Schwester, Schwester.
I'm a fan of pop music, German pop music, but I can't think of who it is. I'm sorry. But we all love German pop music, and good luck in the future with your record and with your tour all over the world, and the message of peace through all the world.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.